With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Antony Blinken's latest diplomatic mission finds the U.S. Secretary of State in Ukraine. Blinken's trip follows congressional approval of more American aid for Ukraine as the war with Russia continues to rage.
You can be sure what will come up will be the gradual arrival of this ammunition and weaponry as part of this $61 billion package, which was unlocked a month ago after a lot of political disagreement in Washington. And you can be sure that Mr. Blinken will be told about this continued Russian incursion in the northeast of Ukraine, which is only gathering momentum for the Russian side.
The BBC's James Waterhouse. The Biden administration does not view Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza as genocide. That's according to Biden National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who says that while the administration wants to see Hamas defeated, an Israeli offensive in Rafah would be a big mistake. The commencement speaker's backing for Israel proves a somewhat divisive issue on graduation day at one of America's premier universities.
Dozens of students walked out of Duke University's commencement ceremony on Sunday as some chanted Free Palestine to protest the guest speaker, comedian Jerry Seinfeld, who has supported Israel throughout the war in Gaza. Many participants in robes and caps, some waving Palestinian flags, were seen filing out of the crowds of graduates assembled on the grass in the North Carolina University's football stadium. Seinfeld is among the more than 700 entertainment leaders who signed an open letter in support of Israel in October. I'm Bill Alexander.
Also at SRNnews.com, we'll get the latest readout on inflation later this morning with release of the government's producer price index. Tomorrow brings the even more closely watched consumer price index for the month of April. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 18 points. NASDAQ futures 2 points higher. This is SRN News. Mexican politicians exploit transgenderism.
The country has a law that requires 50% of all elected offices to be held by women as a way of achieving gender equity. But two left-wing parties apparently don't have enough women candidates, so they have selected several men to register as women. The men are making no pretense of actually living as women. They're all married with children. But in Mexico, all you have to do is declare yourself transgender, and you are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Democratic group rolling out a new $140 million pro-abortion ad campaign. It aims to chip away at former President Trump's support among rural voters. The ads from American Bridge 21st Century have begun airing in the northern battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. In one, a nurse who's a mother and grandmother bemoans the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Supporters of President Biden worry about his low approval ratings and slippage with key voting groups such as women and minorities. SRN News. The Fed's investigating Amazon's self-driving robo-taxi venture.
This comes after two of its vehicles braked suddenly and were rear-ended by motorcyclists. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said in documents posted on its website that it will evaluate the automated driving system developed by Zoox. Both crashes happened during the daytime hours, and the motorcyclists suffered minor injuries. In both cases, the agency confirmed that each vehicle was operating in autonomous mode before the crashes. John Scott reports.
Just like last year, smoke from Canadian wildfires is impacting air quality across parts of the U.S. Public health warnings have been posted across the upper Midwest. Smoke from fires in British Columbia and Alberta settled over parts of Montana, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says smoke could reach as far south as Iowa and Chicago by later today. More details at SRNnews.com.